surge of instinctive fear went through Laura Mallory. She had already blown out the lamp. Now she stood in darkness, both pistols clutched in her hands. The weapons were loaded, primed, and now cocked as well. Something puzzled her, though. Just before the violence broke out, she would have sworn that she heard Preacher's voice shouting somewhere nearby. But that was impossible. He'd left the settlement a couple of days earlier to return to the mountains in his traps. He should have been gone for a week, probably longer.
Why would he return so soon? Tonight of all nights.
Laura couldn't stand it any longer. She had to see what was going on. She went to the front window, unbarred the shutters, and opened one of them a few inches so she could peer out into the night. Laura caught a glimpse of figures rushing past on horseback and men on foot running for their lives. She became aware of a shifted reddish light coming from the direction of the trading post. Was the place on fire already? She leaned forward to check, but she couldn't see the trading post from this angle. Torn by indecision, after a moment, she rushed to the door, set the bar aside, and opened it. If the trading post burned down, and even if all the Americans weren't killed, surely the survivors would abandon the settlement. Laura stepped outside and turned toward the stockade. A twinge of disappointment went through her as she saw that the light came from torches set along the walls. The buildings inside weren't ablaze at all. Laura's eyes widened in horror as she saw one of the engines mounted on a swift pony charging straight for her. She thrust both of the pistols toward the engine. Clyde Mallory had no idea who the Lone Rider could be. But when the man came up behind the war party and then tried to sweep past, Flag and walked like a bear, taking quick action to deal with the problem, sending a small group of warriors to intercept and kill him. Unfortunately, things hadn't quite worked out that way. The man had gotten past him, and he raced ahead to the settlement. His mount obviously possessed a great deal of speed.
Engines! Hit for stockade!
It's Preacher! Kill him! Kill them all!
Mallory hung back and watched the fight. He didn't want to get close enough to be spotted and recognized, just in case any of the settlers survived. Ezra Flagg was with him, and when Mallory glanced over at the man, he saw that Flagg's expression was taut and grim.
Having second thoughts, old boy?
I took your money. I don't back out on a deal. I don't have much stomach for killing women and kids, though.
You mean you don't have much stomach for observing it? You knew what would happen when you agreed to help me arm the savages.
I reckon a deal is a deal. Hadn't we better go see about your sister?
Indeed, that's a splendid suggestion.
Mallory urged his horse into motion, heading for the cabin that Laura occupied. He had selected it specifically with tonight's raid in mind. It was on the eastern edge of the settlement, farthest away from the trading post. Mallory thought he and Flagg could reach it without any deceptive scene. Mallory and Flagg circled the fight, which had become fierce. Some of the settlers rallied and tried to mount a defense around the cabins rather than making for the trading post. But as Mallory rode toward his sister's small cabin, sheer terror suddenly struck his heart. One of the Blackfoot warriors, caught up in the bloodlust of battle, rode his pony straight toward the tall, fair-haired woman who stood just outside the cabin door.
Laura! Flagg, we've got to stop that Indian!
At the same time, he lifted his rifle to his shoulder. He was a good marksman. This was the most important shot of his life. Laura's life depended on it.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.